This is working session aboard on October 12th, 2021 at 1:30 p.m.
Well, I got stuff on my laptop because I'm not good at remembering, so I'm a second to open this up. All right. So I think I know what I'm supposed to address, but I have several things I need to address. And you can kick me out when you want. How long do I have?
Until you start talking about something we don't want to hear.
I'm out on that.
Have him comment on how well his team is doing and who he got trounced by this week.
First of all, I've said this to several people before, and I'm going to say it again. As the district arts coordinator, I'm in meetings several times a year with district arts coordinators throughout the state, and there are about seven of us who are full-time. And what I hear, what they deal with, and what I get to do, I'm not going anywhere else. This is by far the best district to be in this position. Weather aside, because I love the weather, I'd rather be here than anywhere else. So,
can I say before he starts, just because I don't want to forget about him.
So we exempt him from a cost of living raise, right?
Or anybody else that we could have had. Anything.
That's the wrong answer.
Rob is a great worker, low maintenance, he takes care of his own issues.
I try.
We just appreciate him a ton.
Okay. I think the primary item for me to be here is to address summer music. Is that correct? You wanted to know how that went?
Yes. Yep. You had asked that as a board, some of those efforts to try and pick it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have some raw, real data numbers, and there are some areas that I wasn't able to get that in. And I think really what we wanted to know is, did it help? Do we have more kids in band and orchestra, knowing that those are the two classes with one jump-in point for them?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes, overall. I don't have any real data numbers on that because we didn't keep track of in April and May how many kids were signed up and then how many kids signed up over the summer. Mm. By the time I knew I was going to be coming to talk, I should have thought about that, but I didn't. As I talked to the teachers in general, yes, there are two home sites where that's not... Well, where the teachers are concerned, but after I looked at raw data for numbers and what's going on right now, one of those cone sites, the numbers are up. So I had a document where I've been looking at and keeping track of this for the last about 12 years.
Mm.
And I had to update it for the last 5 or 6 years, just over the last couple of days. And our numbers are staying steady for how many kids are signed up for band and orchestra. They go up and down a little bit. But with the size and growth of the district, percentage-wise, that's going down, unfortunately. And there are a lot of reasons for that, and that's not what I want to talk about in here. But overall, I think what happened this summer was positive and beneficial. There is concern in a couple of the cone sites at the intermediate school level that there are too many classes being offered at the sixth grade level. In one cone site, the music teachers just last month gathered together, discussed it, had a meeting with all three principals, intermediate, middle, and high, discussed it. Made it aware, and even the high school principal says, yes, what's happening at the intermediate school, not talking about fine arts, about other subjects, said some of the things you're doing there are interfering with what we're trying to do at the high school and making it so kids don't take certain classes at the high school. They suggest and they look at that as a whole team all the way through 6 years of education instead of two and three. So that was a good thing that occurred that the teachers initiated. And... So
Rob, can you give us an example of what that might be that those high school principals are concerned about?
I can give an example. I think I know the situation. We had an intermediate school who wanted to teach a culture class or Spanish, and so that would give some Spanish, almost like it would possibly give an intro to Spanish film. And so when I spoke with the principal, I said, if we start teaching introduction to Spanish at the 6th and 7th grade level, that affects all the different levels up. And if you decide to do anything like that, that must be done within a meeting, within your cone site. And so explain that we don't teach language in 6th and 7th grade unless it's dual immersion because of the domino effect that would come. So they do have this year only a culture class, and the music teachers were concerned about that. But the principal sat down, they brought it to, you know, their attention. They had a discussion about why that was necessary. What had happened is we had a need for students to have electives during a certain period, and the only teacher that was available to teach that, you know, we had to go with what their endorsement was in. So, and it was a class that was initiated about 2 weeks after the school year had started. So it wasn't something that was planned. It wasn't something that, you know, we're looking to continue. It was out of necessity. But we changed the name, made sure it was a culture course, not an introduction to Spanish, and so that was resolved. But I believe it's
unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. In other words, the program in and of itself is great. The problem is it pulls kids from other places.
Right.
We dealt with them for years. Woods class at Dixie High. They were doing great. Everything was awesome. Jeremiah Tran's classes were full. We started the construction class where we built the house out in the parking lot. All of a sudden, his class size tanked.
Yep.
And it was great program, but you have to be careful of what you offer and where it pulls and what Rob is talking about, because it's electives. All the requirements, you know, they stay pretty constant because they have to. But the electives, you can offer a real neat thing, but you better think about the unintended consequences of kids that are just not there to take the
And like I say, we talked that through. That's not a class that would continue nor are we planning to. It was a necessity for that particular class period. I think
Becky, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
That's why.
Thank you.
So overall, are the numbers, I've only looked at band and orchestra so far, overall are the numbers down a little bit? Yes, but from what we're hearing statewide, COVID did a lot of damage, and it's not as bad in other areas, and I think we can attribute that to what we did this summer, how people get kids motivated. You're going to let me keep talking, right?
Yep.
Go until it's shutting up.
Questions to the extent of you, and that's not part of your time.
Just to make you aware,
I told them that the board asked questions. You keep going.
We have a district arts committee, and for years we had one rep from each school. And I've seen that needed to change a little bit. We turned it into a leadership organization where I have seven teachers, one in each fine art form. And we put some of them over certain tasks. We have one person over social media. We have one person who is going to be helping us recognize teachers in some of their accomplishments, looking for positive things to put out there for teachers. One person who's going to be talking about recruiting and retention. And I've noticed some data by looking at what I was looking at over the last couple of days. I can give to her and say, here's some things you can address. So that's going well. I think that's going to be beneficial, and it's going to help everybody see the full bigger picture as well, to help each other. We are getting big, as you know. I don't need to tell you that. And some of the things that Farron Holt, my predecessor, started, we're starting to see problems with that. Like the third grade, we take every third grade student to the symphony. Well, a couple of years ago, we went from having two performances to three because we couldn't hold everybody in that auditorium in two. We had one year where a school showed up and there was nowhere to sit. We're almost full at three now. And I don't know that we're going to get the symphony. They had through a fit when we moved from two to three performances. I don't think we're going to get four out of that.
Rob?
So we're going to start. I'm going to start looking at ways to either do rotations or put it out there for those who want to go and those who don't. I think we're going to have to do some things like that.
Another problem that we have with that is you know, we bus about the same number of kids we did almost 20 years ago. Because we build more schools, then kids live closer to the schools, and so it goes up and down and up and down. So if we've got about the same number of buses, but we've got 2x the kids, how do we bus all those kids to the symphony? Because now we have to bus twice as many kids to the symphony, and that becomes a problem as well. So getting them to and from Lyle, that's a nightmare, isn't it?
We scheduled it very carefully this year for proximity. And which buses are going to do the first and third group?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We have.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. It just compounds.
Yeah,
it's just not one issue. It's
multiple.
You may have to do virtual symphony.
We might need to look at some. We got to start looking at some other things.
But that's not a bad idea.
Which is unfortunate because we have some cool things happening in our area.
Once in a while.
Other things like that, SUPAF, we've got to figure out some things with Southern Utah Performing Arts Festival as we're getting so big and we have restriction on buses, the elementary going to the museum, and one issue I've already brought up with some people is our big elementary choir fest that happens at Tuakai, because they rehearse all day. So there are things we're going to be going through some growing pains and changes, and we've got to pull up our big pointy pants and figure out some other solutions. So just to make you aware of things that we're looking at and that we know we need to fix and change.
So is this symphony done at the
college?
Yeah, it is.
Is it the Utah one or the Southwest
video.
Symphony?
Southwest.
Okay.
They do have.
Need to go through, okay, how legal is it to broadcast it? There are ways to do that.
Can we get the various classes to their various performances so they don't all descend and they have to do one, a full one? How many times do they perform during the year?
Say it's six.
Then why don't we just bus some of the kids to one of those performances, or do we have to pay for that?
They're starting to sell out the
tickets,
even with regular patrons. That would, the evening would make it harder, I think. And that
sounds like they've got growing pains, too.
Yeah. Well, the growing pains are different, but that's a whole other issue. Just want you aware, I don't like bringing up negative things, but I was told that, the good, the bad, the ugly. Teacher burnout, I don't know how much you've been talked to about that, but there's definitely some teacher burnout going on. I've talked to some this year who already say they're already tired. I've been sending out messages to teachers over the last 2 years, reminding them to create boundaries for themselves, reminding them that it's okay not to get everything 100% done. They've got to remember they've got a family, and they've got to balance their life as well. And when I say 100%, 100% in their mind, from the kids' point of view, what they're doing is outstanding. We have a great group of teachers. I get worried about how many things we're putting on their plates. Everybody last year was a first-year teacher, and I told them that. And I was a first-year district arts coordinator with COVID. That was a whole new game, and I think this year has been harder. And it was best said by, I can't remember who said this to me, but I do know who said it. We're treating this year like a normal year, but we're still dealing with some of the effects of COVID.
Yeah.
Lack of bus drivers, substitutes, everything else like that. We could go on, paras. So it's been challenging. So I just want you to be aware that there is that being talked about amongst the fine arts teachers. I'm trying to give them some messages to help them out and to help them deal with what's going on in a better way. One of the things that is challenging is how many teachers we have at multiple schools or teaching multiple subjects because we have two grades, and I know there's no way to change that. And I have that in one of my 15 tabs that's open right here. It is right. Nope, that's not.
Rob, I'm concerned with 15 tabs open. We may have some burnout. You may need to close a couple of those tabs.
Well, I close them when I get done with that task.
You have a 5-tab minimum. I'm just saying.
Maximum.
Thank you.
I'm not going to find this in a timely manner, so I'm going to guess. If I remember right, we have. Oh, I wrote it down here. I lied. I was prepared. What? We have 142 fine arts programs. I consider that, at a school there's band. At the intermediate school there's a band, choir, orchestra, theater, dance. Count of those up. 99 teachers covering those 142 programs. We have 17 teachers at multiple schools. And I did that for a third of my career, so I understand what they're going through. We have one who's at 4 schools and 2 that go to 3 schools. And this is secondary. All of our elementary, almost all of them go to 2 schools. That's part of the BTS grant. And we have 20 teaching multiple subjects. And when I say multiple subjects, I mean band and orchestra, choir and math. We have 20 teachers teaching that. So I get worried about those. I hear some core teachers who complain when they have to have 3 preps, when we regularly have 5 to 7 preps in fine arts teachers. And I tell them, you got to create your boundaries, do the best you can, and work together. That's the purpose of the PLCs, is to work together to make it better. So now I'm going to report to you which PLC groups are doing great and which ones are coming along. Orchestra, they are amazing. Kirsten Camden is, I don't know if you know who Kirsten is, but she is a rock star. Those that are improving based on what they've seen from orchestra are band, and band is really starting to take off and follow what orchestra's doing. We have two great new teachers in intermediate art that are starting to do some good things with collaborations, and our middle school theater teachers have caught the vision as well. What makes me happy there is it's one of our veteran teachers who's caught the vision and spring that on. Mm-hmm. Got some great things happen there. Those that are doing okay are choir, dance, and our elementary teachers. And the ones we're still helping along, is that a nice way to say it? High school theater and high school art. Mm. I did learn just yesterday in in professional development in my building with Robert Prophet some ways that I can teach the lead teachers. I've got teachers in charge of each one of those. There's no way I can give one item every two weeks, every time we have the singletons, that would fulfill what they need to talk about. So we have them broken up into groups, and I have lead teachers. So I'm going to work on teaching those lead teachers better ways to do their collaborations. Robert Prophet gave me a good tool. What's today? Tuesday? Yesterday. In our collaboration meeting. Okay.
I do have a question.
Questions, comments, threats, criticisms, bribes, and chocolate.
I have a question. On your, I can't remember how you phrased it, ones that might need a little more encouragement, being the high school theater and
art.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that they, I'll let you go ahead.
In both areas, I think it's different in each one. But I will say that high school theater has come a long ways. The first couple of meetings I attended in the 60 minutes, I was happy to see 5 minutes worth of productive discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really where we started at. It's come a long ways where they're now having some discussions that are quality throughout. I think part of it is, I compare them to football coaches.
Yeah.
They've got their different shows.
Yeah.
And they need to become a little bit better in collaborating and helping each other learn the parts that they don't know. And that's how I'm trying to get them to look at it. They just, personalities. But the younger teachers are more on board with collaborating than veteran teachers.
And you said you got one of the theater middle school veteran teachers to get on board and figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's really helped out a lot. That's spurred that on.
Well, and you would, I mean, I don't know what school, but you would think that even those two, the high school and the middle school, would at least be talking a little bit in that coincide specifically.
That does happen in theater a little bit better than some of the other areas. And that's one thing teachers are asking if they can do that more.
Yeah.
And I remind them, this is, you guys have control. If you guys want to do it this way or this way,
right.
You guys decide when and how, go for it. I just need to see the report.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you.
By the way, you heard some negative stuff. Really, we have great teachers. We have things that are moving forward, great programs. And I sent out an email yesterday, but I don't think I included board members about our All-State Choir event this last weekend. We had 58 students from our district representing. There were 540 students in All-State Choir. To qualify, they have to be nominated by the teacher, but then they have to pass off music memorized, and it was not easy music. And it's a yearly event. 540 kids singing. It was fabulous. And because they couldn't hold it in the Salt Lake Tabernacle due to COVID reasons, it was in the D Event Center.
Hmm.
Wow. Lots of purple. Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
No other questions, comments, threats?
So no temptation to go back to work.
Oh, no.
I thought so. For multiple reasons.
Yes.
Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Thank you.
Great work.
All right.
We need to go into closed session, so I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
Yes. Second.
So Craig made the motion, Dave seconded it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. So let's...